Sunny 101.9, Mark and Walt in the morning with Jason Mraz with Have It All. It is 8:12 on a Tuesday morning. I'm Walt Lindela. It is time now for an active physical therapy update. It's where we talk with our friends at Active Physical Therapy. Joining me today is Aaron Dillon, who is an athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy at their Ishpeming location. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
One of the things that we like to talk about here is how physical therapy and physical activity can help. Today, the topic you contacted me with said that we talk about the importance of physical exercise for people that may have some intellectual disabilities. Let's start right with kind of a basic question. Why is it important?
So physical exercise is important for everybody, but you find that in a population who has intellectual disabilities, which can be a very broad group, but thinking especially of like a Down syndrome population, they have an increased risk of a lot of different medical conditions that can be greatly benefited by physical exercise, such as high weight or low cardio respiratory fitness or low muscle tone, and all of these things that can be greatly benefited by a good exercise program.
Yeah, you mentioned some of those. Are there some other benefits that you see in particular that come from this?
Yeah, another thing, exercise more than just fitness. It can help with self-esteem, and then in programs with different groups or that pertain especially to these individuals, it can greatly help not just their self-esteem, but can provide a social aspect to their lives as well. So all around, it can be a really great experience for them.
So you mentioned in a moment ago there when we got started that you said, you know, this is a broad possible population of people with the various conditions and issues that people may have. Are there some techniques, therapies, some sort of things that you use to get this started in someone? Tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, so just as any other population, everybody is different and has different needs. We find in this population, there's certain things, again, in a Down syndrome population, they typically have loose ligaments, and so you have to worry more about their joints. And so it's really good to see your primary caregiver, see a physician before you start an exercise program, because we like to check for things such as that so we can find the program that will best benefit them, but that will also be the safest for them.
We're talking with Aaron Dillon, who is an athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy at their Ishpeming location, talking about the importance of physical exercise for people that may have intellectual disabilities. How do we get started? How does one get going in something like this? Is this where perhaps a parent or a guardian comes into play, or is it? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so a guardian has a very important role in this in a lot of cases, depending on the independence of the individual. Especially if there are underlying medical conditions, definitely see your physician or get in touch with a physician of any kind. And then from there, I mean, a lot of times the YMCAs will have programs that will help or that will pertain specifically to them. And then our local Special Olympics of Michigan is a wonderful organization to get in touch with also.
So it sounds like there's a lot of resources out there that if people have questions, they can look about them. I'm sure that you can help out also at Active Physical Therapy. If people have questions, maybe they want to reach you after hearing this chat today. What's the best way to find out more?
Our website, Stay Active UP, to get in touch with me or anyone else. And then, like I said, Special Olympics of Michigan is a great resource as well.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning, Aaron. Some good information there, and we will talk with you again soon.
Great. Thank you very much.
All righty. Bye-bye. That is Aaron Dillon. She is an athletic trainer with Active Physical Therapy at their Ishpeming location, joining us today for our Active Physical Therapy update. If you missed any of that interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. Right now, it's Jonas Brothers. You and me.